Robert Moore with the Lynchburg Police Department. And Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
So it is the 10th annual Guns N' Hoses charity softball game coming up 245 City Stadium on July 9th. And we spoke to a certain elements of the fire department a week or so ago and heard that you guys are going to get your butts kicked next Sunday. What do you think?
Well, it we'll give them the opportunity, but we're going to try our best to even up the score. I think they have us 5-4. They've won 5. We've won 4, so we'll try to see if we can't do what we did last year and beat them again.
Now, what are the charities that are going to benefit from the game?
The two charities are Special Olympics and MDA, and I tell you, these are two fantastic charities. The money that these charities get come from pre-sale tickets that we sell and the fire department are selling to get into the game. They're $10 each, and that money, just to kind of give you a breakdown, that money for the Special Olympics, that money is used locally here to send the Special Olympic athletes to the summer games in Roanoke, and that kind of covers lodging and food and transport for them. And that's really the only money that they get for this, so we really need people to come out and buy pre-sale tickets. You can come to the police department or the fire department administration building and buy these tickets, and that's how these two organizations raise money.
And we should note, you do want to get tickets before the game.
If right, you buy them at right. The game. If you can come to the game and buy tickets there, but that when you buy tickets at the stadium, that money doesn't go towards the charities. So you really need to buy your tickets beforehand, and that's how we can raise some money for these two great charities.
So say somebody from the police department goes all Bryce Harper, gets hit or gets, you know, a close pitch and rushes the mound, and it's a bench clearing brawl, and it's the police versus the fire department in a bench clearing brawl. Who's going to win that one?
Well, probably the police department, because we'll just take all the fire department people to jail.
You have guns. You have your guns, right?
Will there be any sort of gamesmanship, any shenanigans? I mean, are you all expecting to see strategically placed boxes of donuts around the field or anything?
Well, you know, sometimes that does happen. It's tough to compete with the fire department. You know, everybody loves those big red trucks. You know, it's always tough, but we'll do the best we can on this game. You know, like I said, it's a very competitive game, which brings out some friendly competition between the two departments.
So, have you guys thought of it being like getting a barrel full of trash out in the parking lot, setting it on fire in the middle of the game, so they have to all leave, and then you guys can just start circling the bases and scoring run after run?
That's right. Get them to go and answer a call for us. That would be good.
They resort to arson to win the game. Can you imagine? All right, it sounds like a lot of fun. And again, it's coming up July 9th, the 10th annual Guns N' Hoses charity softball game between the Lynchburg Police Department and the Fire Department. Bobby, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having us.